True Paris! Hi everybody, C. Paris here. And Strange and Unusual Productions proudly presents the Queen of Mean, the teen terror, Spooky, and her cat Cute in Spooky Cute. Kind of goes without saying, doesn't it? Show begins in 3, 2, 1, go!
Strange and Unusual presents Spooky Cute, piercing.
Welcome to Ted's Tats. How can I help you?
This is a tattoo parlor?
Yeah, Ted's Tats. Can I help you, little girl?
Little girl? Listen here, bucko. The name is Spooky. Memorize it. Fear it.
Spooky, be nice.
You know, you keep trying even though you know I'm not gonna. You're an optimist.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment.
Can I...
Right, I need piercings.
Ear piercings.
Yeah, I got some baller-ass bat earrings. I'll stick to the ears for now. Maybe an eyebrow later. Depends on if it's still trendy or not.
Is trendy bad or good?
What do you think?
Right, dumb question.
Do you have a parent or guardian with you?
Fuck no, why would I?
Because you're what, 12?
I am 14, you asshole!
Yeah, that's still too young without parental permission.
What? That's bullshit. Two holes! I can get it done at home with a candle and a needle if Twitchy Paws over here was steady.
The blood makes me queasy.
You are a failure as a demonic entity and a cat.
Then go do that. Or go to class. I hear they don't check.
I'm not going to that den of lies and cheap plastic accessories.
Spooky, why don't you just come back with your mommy later?
One, I'm rebelling. You don't get parental permission to rebel.
That's fair.
2, Samantha said I had to wait until I was 16.
Bummer. Guess I'll see you in 2 years.
What if Mr. Ulysses S. Grant is my legal guardian?
Spooky, you can't do that.
Good point, Cute. Mr. Benjamin Franklin is much more persuasive.
I respect your hustle, but your ear piercings aren't worth getting shut down over.
I can make you do it.
Spooky, no!
The fuck?
Like I said, I respect that hustle, but you aren't the first witch to walk in here. Didn't the fact that I wasn't freaked out by your cat tip you off?
Honestly, nobody bothers to react anymore.
Fine, you win this round, but I'll be back with parental permission.
So what now, Spooky? Are you going to try and persuade your mommy to let you get ear piercings?
No. See point one that I mentioned earlier? Now hold still. I'm going to metamorphosize you.
Spooky, no. You know I don't like being human. Those big awkward hands. Thumbs.
I don't give two shits what you want, cat. I'm getting earrings today.
I don't wanna. I'm not gonna.
Some donuts waiting for you at home, say you are.
No, I... Did you say donuts?
Bavarian cream. As many as you like.
Make it quick.
Demons from the pits of hell, I ask that thee do you what you can to turn and change this sad puss into something resembling a man.
I told you that.
There you go. You look almost presentable.
I feel weird.
The sooner you quit bitching to me, the sooner I change you back.
Welcome to Ted's Oh, it's you again.
Behold! My parent slash guardian! Now fetch the piercing gun.
I thought you were rebelling.
I am! Against my mom. Dad here wants to get back at her too. They're divorced.
Your mommy and dad... I love each other very much.
Listen, kid.
I'm gonna stop you right there. You actually seem reasonably intelligent. Do you really care if I get my ears pierced or not?
Not really.
You just don't want the cops to shut you down. What I have in front of you...
Hi.
...is plausible deniability. You can check. He has ID and everything.
I am not 100% convinced.
What if Dad and Ben say I can?
You know what? Sure.
Sweet.
Those donuts better be worth it.
Strange and Unusual presents Spooky Cute! Sex Ed.
Okay, class, calm down. We have a couple of very special guests today.
Did Elvira finally answer my letter?
No. Now, if I can just get the boys to line up against the wall, you'll be going to Mr. Henderson's room. Girls, please stay put. The girls from his class will be joining us momentarily.
What? I thought segregation was illegal!
They're probably just separating us for the sex ed thing. Remember our parents signed permission slips last week?
That's what that was for? Bad enough the school lies to me about history, now it's gonna lie to me about my body too.
Spooky, please, just not today. Now, will the boys please line up?
Spooky, promise me you'll behave while I'm gone.
Gone? Where the hell are you going?
Mr. Henderson's room, with Connor.
Quit dreaming, cat.
But I'm a boy kitty.
Terwilliger, settle an argument for me. Does Cute stay here, or does he get to leave?
Cute may stay with you, Spooky. He is your emotional support animal.
Ha! In your face!
But I want to go with Connor.
And I don't want to go through this bullshit, but here we are. As I suffer, so shall you suffer.
It'll be like an hour, Cute.
Okay. See you in an hour, Connor.
All right, ladies. Let me introduce you to your guest speaker today. Please welcome Miss Trista White, a representative from Tampax.
Good morning, girls. I'm very excited to talk to you about the joys of womanhood. Oh, do we already have a question?
Yeah, are you for real?
Spooky! I'm just gonna pop into the teacher's lounge for a quick cup of coffee. I'll be back in an hour. Good luck.
Thank you. Well, as I was saying, you are about to embark on the journey into womanhood.
Do you have some sort of script to follow, or do you seriously just talk like that?
Spooky.
Before we begin, I have some gifts to pass out.
Swag bags? I redact my previous complaint.
You are all around the age where you'll begin noticing, or already have begun to notice, some changes in your body. You also might have noticed a growth spurt. Perhaps there was hair where there was no hair before.
Yeah, some of you are beginning to smell a little ripe.
Spooky, just stop.
Oh no.
You want to repeat that?
I know that your poorly aligned chakras cause you to act out in class, but I actually want to hear this presentation.
Thank you.
So, is it true that during your cycle you can draw feminine energy directly from the moon?
Well, that's a little out of my area of expertise.
Oh. Well, is it true that using the lunar flow in your spells can magnify their potency?
Lunar what?
She means her period.
Oh.
When she's riding the crimson wave, on the blob, rag week?
Yes, thank you. The preferred term is menstruation.
The Red Baron.
Not bad.
I think we're getting a little off topic. But yes, one of the signs of puberty is beginning menses.
That doesn't really answer my question.
Yes, but not as good as fresh blood, but it doesn't matter because you practice fake-ass magic.
Ugh!
Not to be confused with fake-ass magic.
Enough! Please. You all are my fifth school today. I just have a 15-minute talk and then put on a 45-minute video. Can't we just get through this?
I don't see how I'm to blame for your poor career choices.
If you don't settle down, I'm taking away your gift bag.
My swag? No! Fine, I'll be quiet.
Thank you.
I have another question.
Please save all questions to the end. Now, as your body changes...
Spooky, what do you think the boys are talking about?
I said... Wait, did the cat...
Boners.
We don't talk about the...
Night boners.
I give up. Just watch the video. Maybe I do need to rethink my career choice.
So what kind of swag did I get?
Let's see. A pamphlet, a sample box of tampons, and a mini stick of deodorant.
Strange and Unusual presents Spooky Cute Convoyage.
Get it together, cat. I swear to Satan, if you don't cut out the crying, we're going right back home.
No, Spooky. This will be my last chance to say goodbye to Connor before he...
He's just moving.
kidding. It's not like he's dying. That would be cooler. Now, are you gonna calm down or what?
I'll be good, Spooky.
You'll fucking what?
I'll behave. I'll behave. I promise.
Good. Now cat up. Ew, you've gotten all snotty. Take a tissue.
Hi, Spooky. Hi, Cute. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, are you feeling okay, Cute? You sound a little stuffed up.
Oh, I'm fine. I just have a...
He'll get over it. It's no big deal. Wow, your house is empty as fuck.
Yeah, most of our stuff is packed away.
What about the fridge?
Are you asking if the fridge is packed?
I'm asking about some tasty beverages. You really should have offered us some when we came in, but I'm cutting you some slack since you have a lot on your mind.
Oh, right. What would you like to drink? I have a water, Coke, milk.
Can I have some milk?
No, you cannot.
It's okay. I don't mind.
He's lactose intolerant, and I'm not dealing with milk farts when we get home.
Spooky.
I'll have a Coke.
I'll just have water.
Okay, one Coke and one water coming up. Here you go. So, what'd you guys want to do?
I don't know, I'm just playing chaperone for the cat.
Do you want to play a board game? Or we can try Dungeons and Dragons again.
Oh, my stuff's already been packed. I thought maybe we could watch TV or something.
You got cable?
Well, no.
Well then, what's the fucking point? I could summon a demon.
Spooky, no!
I'm not sure that's the best idea.
Nobody major, just enough to kill the boredom. Demons are great for parties.
As much as I appreciate you practicing your dark arts.
Actually, sure.
Hear that, Cute? You're more boring than the nerd.
I can hear you.
I know.
Anyway, it could be exciting, and I probably won't get to see this kind of stuff anymore once I move.
All right.
Maybe just a minor demon, okay, Spooky?
What? You don't trust my judgment?
Not really, no.
Spooky, what's up? Kind of doing some paperwork at the moment.
Damn it, not you.
Okay, later, hater.
Yo, 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 what's up? Did somebody say party?
No,
she did.
All right, you sad sacks. Let's get this party started.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Who's up for a round of truth or damnation?
Shouldn't that be truth or dare?
The concept is similar, but if you don't tell the truth, your soul goes to hell.
Hard pass. Connor doesn't lie and Q has a shit poker face anyway.
Alright. Oh, how about a murder mystery?
Does that involve actual murder?
Of course, my dude! It's totally extreme!
We can't do that.
Yeah, there's like three of us. Where's the mystery?
For being bored enough to summon a demon, you kids are picky!
Sorry, we're not trying to be. Do you have something low-key? Maybe not soul-damning, maybe?
Or something that doesn't involve death? Please?
The only thing I've got is that charade game on my phone that you hold up to your head!
That could work.
It sounds fun.
You guys are lame.
Okay, but the only categories I have are satanic!
Oh, I'm about to kick both your asses! Than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Alright, that's all I've got today, but take a card. Keep me in mind for your next demonic party!
What time is it?
Almost 8. My parents will get home soon.
I guess we should be going.
Oh wait, before you go, Cute, I want you to have this.
My cleric minifig? Uther Oathbringer!
Yeah, I was packing up my game stuff, but I thought maybe you might want to keep it.
I'll cherish it always.
Okay, cute, enough gushing. I got places to be and people to curse. Connor, I got something to say to you before you leave. You started out as a punk-ass bitch, gender neutral, but you did become cooler recently. It was a pleasure to see your balls drop. Someday, you'll make an excellent minion.
Thanks, Spooky. I think.
You're welcome.
Cute's forcing me to record this outro, so thanks for listening to Spooky Cute. Don't forget to follow us on social media or check us out at snu.wtf. Because really, what the fuck?
Yeah.